You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Carlos Munoz had been incarcerated for more than 20 years when he finally found his calling, crochet. He started out in hiding, embarrassed to crochet in front of other men. But over time, Carlos brought his art from behind cell blocks and bunks and into the light of the prison day rooms and the gym. Carlos told Uncuffed producer Spoon Jackson about the wisdom he's learned from his crochet hooks.
One of the things about the more complex projects is that you have to follow instructions. Mm-hmm. If you don't follow instructions, of course, just like our lifestyle, we get in trouble, right? But in crochet, what happens is if I don't follow instructions, my project begins to take a different direction, right? And it begins to shape differently. And that's a principle that I actually share with the guys as well. My name is Carlos Munoz, and I am the coordinator and facilitator of The Rock, Reaching Our Communities Crocheting. When I initially arrived to this prison, Solano State Prison in California, I found myself a lot of idle time. And I began to look for different hobbies, and I came across crochet, and that's how I started. I wanted to give a sweater to my mom and my sister, but initially I was really shy.
Yeah.
I was really shy, I was kind of timid, and I used to hide behind the barracks, behind the bunks, and do it on my own.
And do your crocheting?
Do my crocheting, yes.
So you think there's stigma behind crocheting?
Absolutely. Well, you know, at first I thought that, you know, this is a women-dominated craft. How can I be doing it in prison, especially, you know, the culture in prison, hyper-masculine environment, an environment full of dominance. So I figured, how am I going to be doing this in here?
Once you got the knack for crocheting, how did that make you feel inside?
It gives me a sense of accomplishment, a sense of self-worth, because I'm learning a skill that I actually kind of was very timid to before. And every project that I completed made me feel a sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to introduce this to the rest of the population, because I couldn't be the only one that is feeling this stuff. I never ran a crochet program before. I didn't have a blueprint for it, but because of the benefits that we can reap from this, I said, I have to figure this out. And here we are. I have two classes already set up, 15 to 20 participants in each one. We donate to the Veteran Homes of California, one of the locations in Yountville, the other one is in West LA.
I know your individuality and your individual art comes out in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you do your individual style.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's very important.
Individual
so,
footprint, yeah.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I've looked into the effect of colors, right? What does each color invoke in a person?
Mm-hmm.
And the more brighter and vibrant colors that we come across with, because all we've seen is white and gray,
mm-hmm.
and black, and you know, darkness, right? Those are the primary three colors that we've seen most of our time in incarceration.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you bring purple and you bring bright yellow and
orange,
purple, you know, right? Orange, yeah. Right? It's very vibrant. It changes the mood, and it could be happiness, it could be joy, it could be peace, it could be love, right? Through red, white, you know, purple, yellow.
Because I know a couple of people that's in the class, and they really enjoying it too. And they come back, and I see them in the day room over there crocheting. I say, yeah, I know Carlos.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody's came out of those barracks, and they crochet openly in front of everybody else now. And it's amazing for me, because we have actually, at first, people would question themselves and the reputation of prison, of course, and said, you know, I'm going to take this challenge and take the criticism as long as I'm able to give back to my community. One of the people who inspired me to give back has been Ellen DeGeneres, the show.
Ellen DeGeneres. I always liked her. She cool.
Yes. She finishes off her program as being be kind to one another.
Yeah.
So I began to do that, and it's very powerful, and it's actually healing when you become be kind to somebody else. And the guys learn a lot.
Yeah.
They have learned a lot. It's a very forgiving craft. One of the things that I actually share with them is they make a mistake and they continue on. Right. And they come back and they notice their own mistakes in the craft. And I say, you know, one beautiful thing about crochet is all you have to do is pull on the string and redo it all over again. Mm. But we have to be mindful of our mistakes.
That's a great metaphor for life, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing about crochet is very forgiving, right? All you have to do is pull on a string, go back to where you made your mistake, and just redo everything all over again. You don't have to throw away the yarn. Inmates are now open-minded to the craft, and they're realizing that they've had the wrong perception on what crochet is. I've been incarcerated for 27 years, and I never imagined I would crochet myself. Not in a million years. I didn't even have it in my plan.
It's something that lasts, you know, sort of like a painting or...
Right.
You know, so, a poem. Yeah.
Absolutely. So a lot of the stillness that the craft demands from a person that crochets is something that an inmate has not experienced in prison, or more so, you know, both worlds on the streets and society and or in prison. I've never been still for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Or experienced tranquility.
Yeah. Like
calmness. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that was.
And you see it in your students when you teach them.
I
the
see
class.
It when they're sitting there for hours trying to create their project. And when they snap out of it, they realize, damn, I'm still in prison. I forgot about it. Right? Yeah. It's time to clean up, guys. And they turn around like, what happened? One of the stigmas that we have in here is that most of us are stuck in our old behavior. And today I can clearly say that we're not. From one day to the next, we went from our criminality to crocheting.
That was Carlos Munoz speaking with Spoon Jackson. Spoon is a student in KELW's radio program at Solano State Prison. It's supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check the content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/uncuffed. And while you're there, make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter. Get all the greatness that is Cross Currents every week right in your inbox.